You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Kevin Butenoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Greg Bach, you're frowning. What's wrong?
Someone futzed with my chair.
Oh, no, futzing?
I'm so small, and now everything's going crazy.
Well, we have wires all over the place. We have many, many guests that are going to be joining us on the show today.
It's going to be a fun day today.
It is going to be a fun day. We have a double dose of Kristens.
We got Kristens.
Kristens.
They don't have the same last name. It'd be better if they...
Double dose of Kristens. Our friend, former colleague, Kristen Bry, going to join us. I know, after the 9:30 news, Kristen and I started out here together at Civic Media.
You did?
I was her producer, and then she went on to a different opportunity, and they gave me this show. So Kristen Bry going to be joining us after 9:30. Hour number two, Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
Wow!
Is going to be joining us as well. She, of course, has a show across Civic Media, the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show.
Yeah.
Which just got picked up in Chicago.
You know, I am
good for our friends.
Yes, that is amazing. And if you know Dr. Lyerly, you know that her message, her personality, her energy should be out in the world.
Absolutely.
She is a very, very awesome human being.
She is. And and she knows her stuff.
Yeah,
she knows doctor things.
She knows doctor stuff, and I trust her because she doctors.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to her in hour number two for Audio Sorbet after 10:30. We would like to lighten things up, get away from the news, and take a breath. We got the big guns coming in today.
We got guns coming in?
We got guns coming in.
Oh,
our CEO, Sage Weil, and COO, Corey Hartman, going to be joining us after 10:30.
But I question, why are they...
Because they're going to fire me.
Oh my God, seriously. Seriously. I was trying to set it up to a joke. I was trying to walk my way into some fun frivolities.
Let me take it again.
I was going to say, Jane, why are they coming in today?
Because tomorrow's my last day.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, I am. You didn't get that memo, huh?
Oh, I stopped
reading company memos. Yeah, my last show's tomorrow. I'm retiring.
Oh, God.
It's gonna be good.
Oh no,
you guys are gonna be fab.
It'll be fab, yeah.
And by the way, I'm still sending you guys stuff to talk about for next week.
Yeah, you want to send that, Jane? Much like the complaints to our show, you want to send it to
Calvin?
Sweet Cal B at civicmedias.org/complaint-depart. /angelfire.... *#thank you for coming.
And it'll go right
to
Calvin.
Yep, it'll go right to Calvin.
Right to Calvin.
Right to Calvin.
That's going to be a hard habit to get out of, actually. You guys should talk about this and this and this and this. I'm going to drive you nuts. And then we're going to
start a podcast, lady.
That might be coming. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Steer Clear edition. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I hope you can stick around for that. Hey, two last days of our multi-state text to win grown-up gift list contest.
Very exciting.
So you have to grab your phone. Get your phone right now.
Right now.
Open up the Civic Media app. Pick your favorite station, for example, WAUK, good choice.
Like your taste.
This hour's word is skate.
Boom!
S-K-A-T-E, skate.
Yeah.
S-K-A-T-E, spelling counts.
As in, let's go skate on the ice.
Skate on the pond, exactly.
There it is.
Skate, S-K-A-T-E is this hour's keyword. You will have until 10 o'clock to text in that keyword, and that's going to get you in the running for our daily prize, $200 every day, and then one of three fabulous grand prizes, but you cannot win if you don't enter.
And here's a fun thing too, folks. Even if you disagree with everything you say and we're woke liberal trash, you can still enter and win.
You can.
You can
absolutely
still get that. And I'd love to know what you're going to do with that $200 if you get it. Are you going to spend it on yourself, gifts, bills, put it away? I want to know what you're spending that money on, because everyone, I feel like, can use a little extra help nowadays.
$200 is going to come in handy, I think, for everybody. So, yes, this hour's keyword is skate, S-K-A-T-E, skate. And good luck. And Tom Hartman will have another word for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, so stick around for that. Wanted to start off with this. This is from Wisconsin Public Radio. Danielle Kading has the byline. GOP bill would ban local rights of nature ordinances. So far, more than 500 rights of nature laws or policies have been passed around the world. So two Republicans, Steve Nass from Whitewater and Joy Gebbin from Hobart, introduced a bill that will bar local governments from passing ordinances granting legal rights to natural resources. So this measure would prevent a city, village, town, or county from passing these rights of nature ordinances, which give legal rights to protect against pollution or maintaining a healthy ecosystem.
Now, did either one of these individuals state a reason why they would want to pass a law that would, I don't know, strangle the ability for municipalities to do their thing?
Nass says rights of nature laws are a direct threat to private property rights. Quote, as countries around the world and other local governments in America begin to place nature above human beings, it's important this be stopped in Wisconsin before it goes any further than a non-binding resolution. Here's the sticking point for me.
Yeah.
Nature should not supersede human beings, and nature has no inalienable rights like man. We're all kind of part of the whole ecosystem, nature, humans, carbon-based life form thing.
Yeah.
We're all kind of tied together with, you know, air and water and sun and those things.
We're all the same stardust, really, when it comes down to it. But the language that Mr. Nass is using, you know, I'm thinking about, I'm not going to give him this title, but the conversation we had yesterday with Andrew Watkins is when you say things like man supersedes nature, to me that says that you have a hierarchy in your head that says man is better and we deserve more than anything else. That feels very religious. That feels very, that feels like it's steeped in some sort of teaching that we are above, we are better, we are the ruler of all.
Well, Bible says, right, you're the dominion, man has the dominion over all things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so this is taking it to heart. I guess I have a problem with the terminology used. This rights of nature seems a little precious to me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm assuming they are passing these things to try and stop polluting our air and our water and our wells.
Yeah. I mean, and that sort of, those sorts of measures, those sorts of protections go to protect, I'm going to use the very old-timey term, man. So when we have clean drinking water, our kids don't get sick. When we have areas to play, it just looks nice. You know, like those things help a community. Those things are investment opportunities. When you protect your environment, when you protect your lands, when you practice conservation, then you are doing something for your community. I mean, this, going back a few years, Robin Voss, the speaker, assembly speaker, was very big on the fact that he wanted municipalities to have autonomy and do their thing because they didn't want to raise taxes on them and they didn't want to raise property tax. It's not fair for Madison to come in and tell the municipalities what to do.
Exactly.
But over the years, we've seen many measures coming from Madison where they very much want to tell municipalities what they would like to do. And in this turn, it's very much, and don't give me private property. It's business. They want businesses to be able to do what they want. That is why we have 100, I don't even know if it's still around, Jane, $125 million for PFA cleanup that's sitting in a bank vault somewhere because the Republicans do not want to pass anything that would maybe give some blame to those who are the polluters. And they do the same thing. Instead of saying, we don't want big companies to have to do their fair share, pay, or even admit guilt, they say, well, what about that lonely man and who just has property and there's PFAS? What's going to happen? You design nuance into it. Are you one person? Then you have to do this. Or maybe nothing because it's a small problem. But this is just, again, we can't do this. You guys can't.
Well, and as you pointed out too, Greg, on the one hand, it's states' rights mm-hmm. and municipalities' rights, and big government shouldn't be stepping into these local governments mm-hmm. telling them what to do. And yet they turn around and say, well, but we want to control, you know, women's reproductive freedoms, and we want to control whether or not you can put in legislation to protect your water and your air and things. Yeah, you don't get to do that.
It's really unfortunate because we've said so many times on this show before that conservation is something that a lot of Wisconsinites are concerned about. And whether you are someone who likes to walk in nature, whether you're someone who likes to hunt in nature, someone who maybe makes your business off conservation and the environment, we have a vested interest to protect it. It is an investment. It pays off in the long run. And to say, no, you can't do this, you are taking control away from those municipalities who want to do what they feel is necessary to build the best community possible. And that strikes across all voting lines, in my opinion, because the guy who voted for the president may be living next door on a property to a person who didn't vote for the president. But I bet you if you ask both of me, like, yeah, I don't want poisonous.
Don't poison my water.
Don't poison my water. Don't ruin my land. Right. I want to control my land, but I don't want businesses coming in and doing whatever they want, protected by Madison.
David Liners with the Rights of Nature Wisconsin movement said these measures are intended to protect the earth for future generations. Mm-hmm. He says corporations also have some of the same rights of people under corporate personhood. Thank you, Supreme Court. Companies can hold property and sue or be sued. Liners says the rights of nature is just simply saying we need the natural world to have some standing to be protected.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be wacky.
I mean, I would ask Mr. Haas this question, too, is that under the current law, corporations are people. So do you feel that corporations are more important than man, than human? And if that's the case, but nature to me should have the same account, should have the same rights and responsibilities, that let's make nature a person as well. And then they can fight the good fight, too, because we want our kids to grow up in a good state and we want them to be able to drink the water. And
not wearing gas masks would be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And politicians who do things like this, so brazen, boldly say the things they're saying, it's just like you're clearly saying to the people, we don't care about your health or well-being or your rights to your right to determine your community's future. We want to protect these entities. And it's business. It's not private property. It's businesses.
It's profits over people.
Exactly.
It's about profits.
Yeah.
You still have time, by the way, until 10 o'clock to enter this hour's keyword for our multi-state text to win grown-up gift list contest. Spelling counts. Mm-hmm. The word this hour is skate, S-K-A-T-E, not skating, not flake, not fate, not freight.
Spate.
The word this hour is skate, S-K-A-T-E. Mm. Skateboarding doesn't count. Caesar, keep trying.
Oh, my goodness. Now you're just messing with us.
S-K-A-T-E is this hour's
word. Oh, Caesar
word.
Already...
Is he just teasing now?
He's teasing with
skate us, is the word. You have until 10 o'clock. When we come back on the other side, we're going to point out a good thing.
Yes.
Some good news that's on the way. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network, where you can pick us up in Putacana. Just ask Sue from Franklin.
Yeah.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text, or leave a comment on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter after the 9:30 news, a voice you will recognize.
Oh, boy.
Kristen Bry, our friend, former colleague, going to join us for a little bit.
Say hi to
and
Kristen
say hello.
Bry.
Say hi to Kristen Bry. She's coming up after the 9:30 news. Stay tuned for that. Also, next hour, by the way, I want to remind you guys, if you can stick around and if you're watching on the live stream, we're blowing out our merchandise on the Matt and Air on Air program.
Is there a difference between merchandise singular and merchandise plural? Because I feel like this is merchandise.
Well, you have two.
Merchandise?
We have two Beyond the Cheese hats that were so graciously created for us by Wisconsin Knitwear when we did Beyond the Cheese, where we highlighted businesses outside of the dairy industry.
Yeah.
But we have two hats left. We're going to give one away next hour. We'll give one away tomorrow. We tried for Matt and Aaron Air merch. We never quite got there.
Yeah.
We're so close.
But we had the fire in our heart.
We did. And mm-hmm. we've got a Beyond the Cheese hat coming up for you. Somebody, next hour, this hour, you want to be texting in the keyword skate, S-K-A-T-E. That is the word to enter for our statewide, multi-state text to win grown-up gift list contest.
Do you think we should do like a quiz? Like we quiz them on the first, the if you call in the second hour, you have to know what the word was for this
hour. We'll do a test.
A test.
Ooh, a test.
Just very easy. If you're listening right now, you know. And if you're listening the second hour, you'll know. So you call in and we'll be like, what was the keyword for the last hour? And then you tell us. And then maybe, I mean, is that what you like that?
I like that idea.
Okay, all right.
We'll go with that.
Two contests? Are we allowed to do that?
The winning never stops. That's coming up a little bit later on. We did want to give a shout out to some Indiana Republicans. They're really standing firm. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, of course, wants most states, if he could get them to redraw their maps. Because he's concerned about losing the House.
Yes.
Next
yes.
year.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has never happened before where we come in on non-census years and come in and redo the maps.
We've also never come, we've never had a president say, do this.
No, because I want you to.
Yeah, that's just, that is something that, these are all new experiences in 2025. And as you might know, Texas redrew their maps on a, like, right away and pretty much redistrict Jasmine Crockett out. So yep. she's now running for Senate.
Yep.
And a handful of other states have, California voted.
Yes, the voters chose.
They chose to expand their districts to counteract Texas. But now it's about, all right, that's done. Okay, who's next? And Indiana was one of them. And we're paying tribute to a couple individuals who are doing what you need to do in the face of this kind of authoritarian activity.
Yeah, they're doing the right thing, and yes. they're saying no.
Yep.
Indiana resident Mike Young says redistricting, in Donald Trump's words, is about contributing to a win in the midterms for Republicans, not fairly representing Hoosiers. This is not election integrity. This is rigging the map in advance mm-hmm. and calling it patriotism. They want to go in and pick their voters. Mm-hmm. That's not the way this game works. We get to pick them.
Yeah. yeah.
They work for us, ostensibly.
And Wisconsin has had its own long, storied, very tiring history with maps and gerrymandering and trying to, and we've worked through some of it. We're working towards better maps, both for the electoral state and the congressional. But this is not how you run elections. If you have the juice, if you have the ability, you run and they vote for you. You cannot rig these maps in a way that is so monumentally unfair.
And blatant.
And blatant. And that's the thing, too. That's where, like, I keep on going back to is this. That's no longer trying to keep the quiet things quiet. They're saying it out loud. And when we call to question these tactics, you are then yelled at. You are smacked down.
That's a stupid question.
You're insulted, and it's hard for the media to keep up with it. And sometimes the media doesn't do right by the people. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. So the fact that two Indiana legislators are saying no,
yeah.
this is how you do it. This is what, you know, this is how you stand up. These are the cracks in the system that need to form. When one person stands up, then more people will stand up. Then it becomes a thing of, oh, we don't have to capitulate. We don't have to just bow down. We can say no. What are you going to do about it?
Well, this remains to be seen whether or not this is going to work. House Speaker Mike Johnson is predicting that they will do the right thing when they convene to give a final decision on this state House passed map that Trump has demanded that they do in Indiana. Again, as you pointed out, you know, we have a couple holdouts there among some Indiana lawmakers. Good for you.
Yes.
And if the Republican policies are so popular and so wonderful, mm-hmm. then why do you have to rig maps? If your policies are just the answer to everyone, then we should all be flocking to vote for you. You shouldn't have to gerrymander the maps to make sure that you're going to get supported.
If you were so star-spangling awesome, you wouldn't have to rig voting and rig voting days and change the law and try to suppress and intimidate and disenfranchise voters, you would say, we're great. Vote for us.
Please.
You vote for a month. Take a day off. Yeah. Do it. But when you see the people who are trying to mess with your constitutional right to vote, those people need to be called into question.
Well, and it's indicative of how little confidence they have in their own platforms and in their own policies. Yeah. All right, we have news coming up next. Skate, by the way, is the word to text in, SKATE, until 10 o'clock. News is next, and then our friend and former colleague Kristen Bry is joining us. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. She is our former colleague and very good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Bry is here. Good morning, lady. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you, too.
Look at all that hair.
I was going to say the hair is magnificent.
Man, that's taken on a whole life of its own.
Yeah, it's a whole thing now that I've grown it out.
It needs its own name.
She's trying to
call it Wolfie.
Kristen is trying to pay tribute to all of the 80s hairstyles of Jane Matt Nair as her perm just got larger and larger and larger. You was really, actually, your hair was built for the live stream era where you just take up the entire frame.
It was.
Wait, did you have a perm in the 80s?
Kristen, everyone had a perm in the
80s. I haven't seen these pictures. I need to see pictures.
I will send you. No. I will send you video.
I did some commercials with Keith Moore, who was one of my partners when I was at The Mix. And we did a series of commercials in about 85 or 86. And perms were all the rage, man. My perm would take up this entire screen that I'm on. It's huge.
Small countries could hide behind her for defense from missile attacks.
I was able to smuggle things everywhere just in my hair.
Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I can't believe I never saw these pictures or video, apparently.
Well, because I have everything on VHS because I am old. And so we actually... Tracking down somewhere to play them and digitize them has been a challenge over the last couple of weeks. But hopefully, I don't know, we're going to be able to show some of that tomorrow on the live stream or not.
We're going to certainly try.
We'll try.
Yeah, we've got it. We've got it digitized. We can play a few things here and there. Yeah, we'll play some of the commercials. They are truly the lighting, the softness of it all. There's a very 80s feel.
A vibe to it, yeah.
If you weren't doing a commercial for a radio station, it would definitely be for a bank or an insurance company.
I have to send you this. I found an Instagram account last night called VHS Dates, and all the individual videos. It's found VHS, like people like trying to find dates, and it's them just like sitting on a chair, talking about themselves, saying what they want, and they're all in the 80s. And its entire account has like 700,000 followers, and each post is just a clip from the like found tapes.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. The one that I found yesterday was truly, I think her name was like Dawn or something, and she just has the sprayed hair. She's divorced. She likes to unwind with a Virginia Slim.
Oh, I saw.
Jeez. And like it was just incredible to look at these people who put it like in the 80s, how they put themselves out there trying to find a date. And these like found it's a good follow.
I think I saw that one and she had like three layers of shoulder pads going on.
Was that wrong? No,
I'm not going to say anything because Jackie Bach might come in here and hit me in the face with a shoulder pad because she was pro shoulder pad.
Everyone was pro shoulder pad.
They're
it was
back.
Fabulous.
I feel like they're back.
Everybody got to look like a linebacker. It was wonderful.
Jane decided to quit.
Yeah,
Kristen.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm a quitter.
You are a quitter.
You are a quitter. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm nervous. I'm excited. But a friend texted me last weekend and said the same thing. How are you feeling? And I said, I'm satisfied. And I think, I don't know that I can ask for more than that.
Yeah,
I did a lot of time in music radio. And then I met you when I worked at WTMJ when I was working in news. And then I did some time in talk radio, and I got to be a producer for a little bit. And I just think of all the things that I've been able to do and the people I've been able to meet and all the stuff I have learned because of the great guests that we've been able to track down and force to come on the air and talk to us. It's been wonderful. It really has. And I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied.
It's a good place to be.
Right?
I think that's really good.
And I cannot thank you enough, my friend. When we met at TMJ and you got this offer here at Civic Media, and we didn't see each other that often and we hadn't known each other for very long, but we kind of hit it off right away. And when you got the offer to come here, you're like, you want to come along? And I went, sure. Yes, let's go. It'll be fun.
You're going to have to learn how to run a board, but we can figure it out.
Hey, do you guys
want to put on a show?
Let's go work in a dentist's office. All right. Yeah, it was. Well, and that was the thing, too, is like when I came into it and met the two of you. Well, I met you first, Kristen, then I met Jane through you. The fact that Jane, you know, when I found out that you were not a producer in the traditional sense,
no.
That you learned the skill by coming on board and just getting into it. To me, that says a lot, because there's a lot of people out there, regardless of their age, where they're like, I can't do that. I don't want to learn something new. But you did, and you learned a new skill. And
she had to learn how to do a Google Doc and Google Sheets and all of that.
Oh, Kristen, she's still learning.
And you taught me how to text with both hands. I mean, think of
what
all,
did you do before?
I was a pecker.
Okay, wrong term.
Okay,
I would
do that when you type on
yes,
a computer.
It would
actually know how to type.
Yeah, it would take me forever, and now I can now I can thumb text.
Well, okay, stop saying it like
look
that.
Look what I learned. I'm educable. No, but I do think that is a mistake that people make when you get to be a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to learn that.
I don't have to.
I don't have to learn that. That's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
This was a gift for me. Now I know how to edit sound, and I can. I had more fun producing for your show. I probably had too much fun producing for your show and finding silly music songs. And I discovered a whole separate part of my personality in doing that job for you. It was so much fun.
So much, so many fun songs that are foreshadowing into the segment.
Yes, exactly. I spent hours on that. It was hilarious.
You did. I remember the first time you showed me your music doc, I'm like, you are working hard and maybe not smart, but
it was definitely not smart, but I amused myself endlessly.
There you go.
Right. Well, it's about finding joy and finding pleasure in little things, which especially today I think is so important.
I think it also speaks to the fact that when you get to work with people you actually like, that also makes a huge
difference.
Because you've told stories. You've told many stories about people that, you know, clashing personalities. And in radio, it's like 3, 2, hi, how's it going, everybody? Here's my buddy. And we're going to talk about fun stuff and laugh. And then when you're done, you're like, I want to go home right now. You know, I mean, there's something to be said about having fun on the air. But also when you're done being like, hey, have a good weekend. And meaning it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, I can also attest that having a partner where you're only friends on air is draining.
It's challenging.
I can imagine.
Absolutely imagine. It's challenging. So I've always felt very lucky when I was paired with people like you and with Greg and other partners that I've had. When you actually click, that's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gift. And it's a rarity.
Absolutely.
At least in my experience.
All right, so who else is coming on these next, this is halfway through, no.
No.
Tomorrow's my last day.
We're actually almost the
last day, but I'm trying to say, so you basically have like 7 segments left of showtime?
No,
8 tomorrow, so like 12, 13 left today?
I haven't even broken it down like that.
You're asking me to do math, dude. What are you doing? It's 9:43.
Math on air, always a bad idea.
We got a little more than a show and a half. We've got great guests today. We got Corey and Sage coming on.
They'll Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to be here.
We have two Kristens today.
Double dose of Kristens.
Yes.
And spelled the right way.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Calm down. All right. But yeah, and then tomorrow we're gonna have Dan Schaefer on for most of the show. We're gonna have some surprises. They're not bad surprises, but we'll have some surprises for Jane, and then we'll see how we kick this whole thing off, you know, and end the way. And we only have one box of tissues. We're gonna need way more, so I think Jane's going to be.
I'm a squish. I'm such a squish. Did I teach you any bad habits? Hopefully that you took with you when you went on.
Bad habits? No.
Then I didn't do my job.
No, I feel like you definitely, I think I learned how to, you know, I don't have any more. So this is a behind the scenes. So if people remember, ever listened to As Goes Wisconsin, they might remember that I talk very fast. And so there would be times where we had a signal because in the old studio, there wasn't a way for Jane to talk to me on air.
Yeah.
Where the audience didn't hear it. Like we didn't have
we couldn't privately communicate. There was no talk back button. Yep.
So all we had was this little tiny window in between where I sat and the producer booth. And so in times when I would be going too fast, our only way for Jane to tell me to slow down was she would draw an S in the air and try to get my attention and just be like that was her only way to be like, hey, take it down a notch.
Slow it down just a little bit. Slow it down.
Jane hand signals just because the thing too about that, it wasn't just that they couldn't communicate, but that you were facing Kristen one direction and the booth faced another direction. So really, like you'd see Kristen's profile and you were just like, look at me. There's a phone call.
But yeah, but even in the, because you couldn't even do it once we weren't on air. So we literally would have to get up and get out of each other's chair during the commercials to talk to each.
Just to check in or, you know, guest changes and things like that. But it was, we had a lot of fun.
We did indeed.
And we had a great deal of freedom to put together the kind of show that you and I both wanted.
Do you still have that kind of freedom?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They have never, ever told me what to say or who to talk to or what opinion to have on a particular subject. It's they've given me a lot of freedom and instilled. It's been great.
Yeah.
I love not being told what to do.
I like watching people try to tell you what to do.
I sometimes love being told what to do because it's one less decision I have to make.
That works too, yeah.
That's true.
I get that.
That's true. Well, I am available. I will be available if
for
you
coaching.
Need someone to tell you things not to do.
This is what you should do. What are you going to do on Monday?
On Monday, I am taking my 2012 Subaru in because it started making a new not good noise. So I think it's a good thing that today and tomorrow are my last schleps here down to Racine until I could get my car looked at. So that's probably the first thing I'm going to do on Monday.
Retirement sounds great.
I know. It's going to be
That sounds incredibly freedom.
Yeah.
Like freedom.
It's going to be one big party after another. I know. You got to go. You're prepping for a show.
I am also prepping for a show, a solo show, because Steve is gone, so I have to go figure that out. But
I can call in for a little while. That's fine. What do you want to talk about? Let's do stuff.
We can multicast.
The 1 hour that I have open is when you guys are on air, so you can help me out.
We could multicast. That would be confusing.
I'll bet you all the higher-ups will be confused and unimpressed with that decision.
What are they going to do to me?
Oh, what are they going to do to me?
Kristen Bry, our dear, dear friend, former colleague. I love you so much, my friend.
We love you.
Give Frankie a big hug from us.
Give Mike a big hug from me.
I will do that too.
Take care. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Stay with us. We're going to talk a little bit about hugging.
Yeah.
This is something that we wanted to get around to for a while.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interesting article about grandparenting and grandparenting, it's called on eggshells because of different parenting styles.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. Don't forget, you still have until 10 o'clock to enter our multi-state text to win grown-up gift list contest. The word is skate, SKATE. Skate is the word. Mm-hmm. Enter that by 10 o'clock and you're in the running for all of the prizes. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. Coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, you can pick us up in Malaga on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Here's the question right off the bat. If you have children or young children or grandchildren, do you make them hug relatives?
Yeah.
Is it like, oh, just go give grandma a kiss and a hug? Oh, just go give Uncle Jerry a big hug? Do you still make them give hugs?
Yeah.
855-752-4842. There's a really interesting article in The Atlantic about this actual subject. It's called Grandparenting on Eggshells. Many parents are teaching their kids they don't owe their relatives hugs.
Yeah.
And that means new rules for everyone. So do you force your small children, grandchildren to hug people? 855-752-4842.
When they show their not want you respect their wishes. And if you are a grandparent or older, if you are actually anybody, do you expect it? Do you expect them to hug you? Do you expect them to push through their own uncertainties and discomforts? I know I'm not an older person, but I'm not a younger person. I'm an uncle, both blood and friend of the family. But whenever I encounter a child, I go for high fives and fist bumps first. And I let them determine the ground rules. If they want to do that, that's great. If at the end of the hangout they want a hug, I will give them all of the huggies.
Yeah.
But man, you got to build that trust, especially for relatives who those kids may see once a year. I'm sorry, but just a title doesn't.
Well, right. There's no relate. Just because you have a title doesn't mean you have a relationship.
No.
855-752-4842. Do you force your small children, grandchildren to hug relatives or strangers? Tony on the live stream. This is so good. No, well, they do if they want, but sometimes they're shy. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to.
Absolutely. Yes.
And even PJ, I always thought that was very, very creepy.
Yeah.
I agree. And I can think of some instances growing up where I did not want to hug this person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was go give so-and-so a hug. It's a sign of respect. He creeps me out. Why do I have to hug this person?
It's also, I think, a sign too of putting your own convenience in the way of a child. That's not how I should be saying it. You're putting your own convenience over the want of your child, because it's also, I don't want to start something, you know, oh, she didn't hug Aunt Judy. And now Aunt Judy is telling everybody at breakfast that the kid is, and I can't believe she didn't make her hug me. I'm her aunt and I'm her favorite aunt. And you know what I mean? Like,
I suppose there could be all kinds of hurt feelings.
Oh yeah, that's an untenable situation for parents to be in. And I am not a parent. I know that. I am very well aware that I do not have children. But also, for me, I would never want a child to feel uncomfortable around me, and I would never want to make. I would never want to force. First of all, why do you need a hug? That's the question I would ask. There's the question, right? Why do you need it?
And is there not someone your own size you could get said hug from?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I am not a huge hugger of people I don't know, but I will do this. If we are at a party and your child doesn't want and the child doesn't want to hug you, I'll hug you. I'll hug you.
For Greg.
Yeah, I'll give you a hug. I'll give you a good hug and then be like, doesn't this feel better?
855. Don't say it like that.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Never mind.
855-752-4842. Do you make your small children, grandchildren hug relatives or strangers? Rob from Port Edwards is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Rob. What do you think about this?
Good morning, out of the snow. Greg, I think you need a hug. You sound so sterile, so abandoned. You need a hug.
Well, I'll hug him after the show.
Stop reading my journal, Rob.
Raising multiple children, male and female, and a raft of grandchildren, I have left it entirely up to the people receiving said hug.
Yeah.
In other words, if you kids want to go and do this, cool.
Yeah.
I'm not shoving you.
Yeah.
It's interesting because we have a dichotomy for a family. There's huggers and there's non-huggers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting on my daughter's sides, all the kids, the girls and the boys, as soon as I walk in the door, they run up to me and I get massive hugs just unannounced. It's like, oh, you turn around and, you know, here's the kid.
Ah, God, where'd you come from?
Hug pit.
Yeah, it works very well for them because in a lot of cases, then you sit down, you talk what's going on, and then you hear all of the things that are going on in their world, and it breaks the ice for them.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel wanted. And every time they come over now, they steal one of Opa's sweatshirt so that they can run around in Opa's love shirt.
But you give them the choice, Rob. That's the important thing. Mm-hmm. You don't force it. They come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be accused of, you know, pushing that individual into something because it's emotional. It's
mm-hmm.
their space, their person.
Yes.
And say, you got to go break that and go bond with this person that, quite frankly, you don't even want to be in the same room with yourself.
Yeah.
Because they are, you know, Uncle Morty. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so well said, Rob. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
And Tony in the live stream says, if the quote favorite aunt complains about hugs, she's not the favorite. And I'll say that too. I have a niece. She's 6 years old. She's beautiful. She's perfect. I love her so much. When we first started hanging out on a semi-regular basis, she was very shy around me. And now she hugs me and gives me and tells me she loves me. And I would rather have that because that makes me feel wanted than having to force their affection upon me for my own edification.
It's something that you earn.
It's something I earn. It makes me feel like, oh, they're comfortable.
Carolyn Waukesha, listening at WAUK. Greg says it well. I grew up the same way as Jane, used to see it as a sign of respect.
Mm-hmm.
But now as a grandma, I understand the child may need space
mm-hmm.
and to feel comfortable with that person. Exactly. Yep. We have news coming up next. When we return, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.